Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Friday, October 8, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Christian schools in the United States reopen in the wake of hurricanes. Iraqi believers flee. The future of the church is in doubt. And Bible teachers find joy in their calling in Kenya. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in the United States as Florida schools have reopened in the wake of a hurricane season that ravaged the state. The Association of Christian Schools International's David Ray says they're trying to reestablish the academic routine in spite of an estimated $1 million worth of damages to four schools. They're just starting to make repairs, even though the damage assessment continues.
The devastation is so great in some parts of our state that insurance adjusters are taking worst-case scenarios. And if you still have a roof on your building, you're not a worst-case scenario at this time if you could put a tarp on it.
Ray says they're seeing another effect of the hurricanes on the schools.
So many of our Christian schools and churches reached out to the community. They became relief stations. And the opportunity for ministering to the community and the opportunity to show the community they cared just came out in so many special ways. But as a result of that, parents are wanting to put their children in the schools now.
Elsewhere, the number of Christians in Iraq continues to fall, with little being done to stem the flow. Compass Direct reports that militant threats are causing believers to flee for safety to neighboring Jordan and Syria. The Remnant Church is expressing concerns over the upcoming elections. Without a Christian presence in Iraq, the country could move toward becoming an Islamic state. That could mean that in the future, sharing the hope of Christ will be even more difficult and dangerous. You're listening to Mission Network News. Providing clean, safe drinking water to people around the world is a platform for the gospel. That's what Jerry Wiles, president of Living Water International, says. Currently, there are 1.2 billion people without clean, safe drinking water, and Living Water is doing something about it.
We're now working in 20 countries, but we've actually done water projects in about 70 countries through our partnerships and those we've trained. We've just completed 1,400 water projects. Probably close to 2.5 million people would drink clean, safe drinking water today as a result of the work of Living Water International.
Most of the people groups who need water live in creative access nations, and water opens doors.
Evangelism and ministry is integrated into all that we do. We're not just a humanitarian group, although we do humanitarian work. Everything we do is permeated with the living water of the gospel and bringing people to a relationship with Christ.
Hands-on volunteers, prayer partners, and financial supporters are needed to help change hearts. Meanwhile, Mission Aviation is the tool Shuar believers in Ecuador are using to share the gospel. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Kevin Swanson says these believers recognized how aviation provides the openness.
When their evangelists walked into a village, they weren't welcoming them at all. But they said when they came in the airplane, people in the village knew that MAF was only bringing good things into them. So if these people came in on the plane, they must be somebody worth listening to.
MAF is constantly looking for experienced pilots, mechanics, and others to help with this incredible outreach. Swanson says they also need people like you.
We do count on a strong group of partners who can share this vision with us of bringing the gospel to the remote parts of the earth, and look forward to having additional folks join with us on this team.
And Africa Inland Mission's commitment to theological training plays a vital part in their mission. Their teams are training Christ-like leaders for the church in all areas of life. There are 5 teams working at various Bible institutes and colleges in Kenya. They report finding joy in teaching God's Word and watching students grow in understanding and application into everyday living. Pray for those involved in training men and women for ministry with the Africa Inland Church in Kenya. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.